Towering transit. Triple-decker buses brief moment in transport history. While double-decker buses have long been a staple of public transportation in cities like London, the lesser-known triple-decker bus represents a unique chapter in the history of urban transit. The ambitious concept, which sought to maximize passenger capacity, had a brief moment in the spotlight before fading into obscurity. The idea for a triple-decker bus emerged in the early 20th century when an Italian inventor named Luigi Faccioli filed a patent for a three-story bus design. Although the patent was granted in 1932, the idea didn't truly come to fruition until the 1950s when several triple-decker buses were built and tested in Rome. These massive vehicles could carry up to 150 passengers and were designed to help ease congestion on the city's busy streets. Built on a Fiat chassis, the triple-decker buses had three separate passenger compartments, with the lowest one sitting just above the wheels. The vehicles were powered by a rear-mounted diesel engine and had a unique exterior design that featured rounded corners and glass panels on the sides. Despite their innovative design, the triple-decker buses faced a myriad of issues that ultimately led to their downfall. The vehicles struggled with weight distribution and stability, making them difficult to maneuver and prone to tipping over. Additionally, the buses were unable to fit under many bridges and overpasses due to their height, severely limiting their route options. While the triple-decker bus may have been short-lived, its ambitious concept left a lasting impact on the public transportation industry. Today, double-decker buses continue to be a popular mode of transport in many cities around the world, while innovations in electric and autonomous buses are transforming the future of urban transit. The story of the triple-decker bus serves as a fascinating reminder of the creativity and ambition that once drove the evolution of public transportation. As the industry continues to change and adapt, it's interesting to consider what other innovative ideas might have been left behind or have yet to be explored.